the rights.
E.H. Rottier for Discussions of Truth. Today is October 27th, 2021. We're coming in at the 4:30 Eastern Standard Mark and dialing in Representative Anthony Sabatini right now. Anthony Sabatini. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, how's it going?
Anthony, welcome to Discussions of Truth. It's nice to connect with you, sir. Everything is well. How are you?
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's my pleasure, Anthony. For listeners that are not familiar with who you are, take a moment, Anthony, and give a quick introduction.
Sure. I'm a state representative in Central Florida. I represent the Western area around Orlando. The next county over is called Lake County, and I'm running for United States Congress in District 7, also a kind of suburban, ex-suburban area around Orlando, trying to flip a seat from a radical left-wing Democrat so it's more conservative. In my private life, I'm an attorney. I have my own solo practice specializing in lawsuits against governments that violate people's rights, and I also serve as a captain in the Florida Army National Guard.
Thank you for your service, Anthony. And is your government violating anybody's rights today in 2021? What's your opinion?
About 80 to 90% of what the government does is violate people's rights. So to answer your question, yes, obviously, yes. And there's thousands and thousands of instances of violating people's rights and just committing abuses against people constantly. That's pretty much what government's best, that's what they're best at.
Now, Anthony, my guess is, as a military personnel, you have, you know, this is one of the hot subjects right now across the country, isn't it? And certainly globally. As somebody who is a soldier trained in the military, you, I'd imagine, have received vaccinations and inoculations. However, the argument is that with this COVID-19 vaccination, by definition, it is not a vaccination. What do you feel? How do you feel personally about these COVID-19 vaccinations?
Oh, well, I'm totally against any kind of vaccine mandate when it comes to the COVID so-called the COVID vaccine. So I've been fighting them at the state level, and I think that they're totally unconstitutional and just terrible policy at the federal level, and just a complete invasion of people's rights. And so it's absurd to imagine that a healthy military would even need or benefit at all from mandatory COVID vaccinations. So,
do you think that there is an underlying movement to encroach? Let's mix people's rights here. You know, Governor DeSantis has been outspoken against what you're talking about, mandates. And so the listeners understand, Anthony and I have connected. Basically, Anthony, the grounds were big tech, and I want to get into big tech. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I was at Mar-a-Lago with the Google whistleblower Zach Voorhees last year about this time, and we had spoken to the governor about big tech, and Anthony he looked at me square in the eye and he said we need to dismantle Google. So I want to get into big tech in a minute here, but staying with the vaccines because it's such a controversial issue. Is this an infringement? We're looking at like countries like Canada and Australia where they're saying, hey, well, you can't get on a train, you can't get on a plane without being vaccinated. From a legal standpoint, in your training as an attorney, is this indeed a violation of human rights? And what are you saying when you argue in favor of people's rights? What are you bringing to the table to argue against these mandates?
Well, I believe that it's obviously unconstitutional. It would violate people's due process rights and potentially their Fourth Amendment rights. And there's just no rational basis for the law. But with radical left-wing judges like we have today, so many just insane judges interpreting the Constitution, they, of course, are going to argue that it's totally and perfectly constitutional. Even some of the so-called Republican judges who recently denied an appeal from the state of Maine and from the state of New York for groups of workers that were appealing public and private sector vaccine mandates. They denied it. So we have a lot of really bad judges that are going to tell you otherwise, but vaccine mandates are unconstitutional. But, you know, the solution, because we're in such a bad position with these terrible judges, isn't to try to, I mean, I'd like to fight it legally, but more success will be had if you just pass state laws that prohibit vaccine mandatory vaccine laws. And that's what red Republican states need to be doing right now. Unfortunately, only four states in the country have done so. Only four states have actually totally banned private sector vaccine mandates, and or three rather, almost about to be four with the state of Wyoming. The state of Florida actually has not banned vaccine mandates, and that's a real problem. You have a lot of rhinos talking about it, but actually doing nothing.
And Anthony, there's some loose language. I think the governor just signed off in May on SB 2006. There's some loose language where it reads, if the individual poses a danger to the public health, the state health officer may subject the individual to isolation or quarantine. If there is no practical method or isolation or quarantine to the individual, the state health officer may use any means necessary to vaccinate, to treat the individual. Are you familiar with that line, Section 17? And what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they're doing, and it's absolutely disgusting and awful. I'm fighting against it.
You're openly fighting against it. Have you had dialogue with the governor about this? Does the governor realize what he signed off on?
The governor is somewhat aware. I don't think he even really knows the extent of the power that the state has recently. Obviously, I don't know if you're aware, I filed the bill to repeal all mandatory vaccination, the ability of the state to mandate a vaccine during a state of emergency. The Republican establishment killed that bill, and just like they're killing it again now for the second year. So I filed that bill 10 months ago, and they killed it last session, and now I filed it again. They're not allowing it to be moved. And I've also filed a bill to ban all private sector vaccines, and that bill's not moving either. So the Republican establishment is standing in the way of all of that right now. They're talking out of one side of their mouth about, you know, medical freedom, but actually literally doing nothing, or actually standing in the way of those who are trying to do something to give people their freedom back when it comes to medical freedom.
Well, the left, let's just call it the left agenda. The Democrats have slipped so far left. They have now made Rachel Levine or Levine, I'm not sure what the pronunciation is, a four-star admiral. Is healthcare being weaponized in your country, Anthony?
What about Dr. Levine or whatever his or her name is? What was the question? I apologize, I didn't hear that.
Well, he's now been made a. I think she was born a man. She's now been made a four-star admiral. Were you aware of this?
Yeah, of course. It was in the news all week. Yep.
So the question is healthcare? If healthcare being weaponized?
Yes, obviously. Yeah, healthcare is a sector of the economy that is run by large corporations that are now trying to exert a political vision upon anybody who works in that industry. If that's what you mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a total encroachment. I mean, these ridiculous executive orders, overruling congressional votes, that sort of thing by the president. It seems to be a little bit out of hand. Let's talk briefly about big tech and Section 230. How in your view, Anthony, how do we as Americans, certainly in Florida, but elsewhere? How do we hold these big tech companies accountable? They're censoring. They censored a sitting president, being Trump, off of what I think he got banned off of Twitter, off of Facebook. What can we do as individuals, Anthony, to stand up against this tyranny in the big tech world?
Well, I think that the big tech companies definitely need to be broken up under a new understanding, a new formulation of antitrust law, and I also believe that what remains of them, once you do so, you need to amend Section 230 to allow for lawsuits and under certain instances of behavior by those companies. Namely, you have to categorize them as common carriers, which would prohibit their ability to discriminate against the average user. And if they did, they should be liable in court. So you amend Section 230 to allow lawsuits for when they discriminate against a user based on viewpoint. Very simple solution, but a lot of our corrupt Republican class of elected officials are bought off by big tech and have refused to do anything for a number of years against that.
I pull back, Anthony, I pull back and I say, well, look, I started doing my show in 2016 because of the Zika virus in Miami Beach. Perhaps you remember that. And I found that the pesticide was what seemed to be the real problem. And then I found a Stanford Hoover fellow that had walked away from Stanford for being censored back in the 70s. But he was talking about the banking corruption. I mean, it just throw this out at you, Anthony, get your opinion. We take the U.S. Constitution. We know Article 1, Section 8 gives Congress power to coin money. 1913, that was changed. Woodrow Wilson signed into law the Federal Reserve Act. Have you ever taken a moment? Have you ever considered the Federal Reserve central banking system of the United States, and perhaps that it might possibly have a monopoly on different elements of our society? Have you ever considered that? I'm just asking you a question out of the blue.
Yeah, so I believe the Federal Reserve system is unconstitutional, and the Fed itself should be repealed.
That's great news to hear that from you, Anthony. And that this is something that I address frequently in my discussions. I'm just going to mention it out there for listeners and for you to know. Jason Fick, FYK, is an individual that is taking on the federal government over Section 230. Are you familiar with this individual, Fick, FYK, Jason Fick, Anthony? I'd be happy to make the introduction and send you some information in regards to that. How do we make, moving forward, how do we make, and I thank you for your time very much, Representative, how do we move forward, people listening to this podcast and this show, how do we move forward, Anthony, and making this country return to some of these constitutional values? They seem to be being stripped away from us at an alarming rate. People want to change the Constitution. They want to wave new flags. They want to destroy the flag. We've got professional athletes that young children look up to. And even you've alluded to it in the Republican Party. We've got these rhinos. We've got these people that are bought out by these big banksters. Where do you find effectiveness as a Florida representative? Where do you find this angle effective in your own life in returning to some of these constitutional values that we seem to be losing in this country?
Well, I think the first thing that needs to happen is we got to get away from the public educational model that is in place now, because it's depriving kids of a real civic education about the history of our country and the framework of our government. Even when they teach the framework, they don't teach it according to the original intent. There's no real understanding. And they're also perverting kids' understanding of America in our form of government by emphasizing concepts that are foreign to our Constitution, foreign to our country and our history. So we got to get – I have no trust in reforming the schools. We got to go to 100% voucher school system and give parents 100% choice to send their kids where they want to. And when you do that, I think you're going to find that most parents are going to want to send their kids to a traditional classical school that focuses on the great books and a traditional model of education that was much more popular in the history of Western civilization than it is now. So that I think is the key to success in that front. And getting the political will to do that means getting involved in the political scene and primarying these Republicans that still believe and support the present public educational model as it stands today. Because a lot of the soft Republicans, rhino Republicans, still believe that these public schools and public universities are doing a good service in society, and they're really harming our country in the long term by defending the status quo. And so they got to go, and we got to get Republicans that are focused on reform.
Yeah, and Anthony, as we take a few more questions or a few more minutes of your time, and appreciate again your time, we have that underlying curiosity as to is there an agenda behind this COVID-19 pandemic? It seems like the Americans more and more are standing up to this. John Knox out of Los Angeles, the firefighter, now getting his group together, the pilots at Southwest, Delta, American, saying no, we don't want these mandates on vaccine. We got Klaus Schwab, right? The Klaus Schwab in the World Economic Forum in Switzerland saying, hey, this is a great opportunity to insert a digital, the Great Reset. Is there an underlying agenda here? And I'm going to insert this, Anthony. 2 years ago, I had on retired Brigadier General, U.S. Air Force, Robert Spalding on my show. And this is 2 years ago, so before the pandemic. And he says, Ian, he says, the United States has been infiltrated by a stealth enemy. So what is that enemy? Well, it could be the Chinese. It could be the central banking system. It could be this. It could be that. It's a stealth enemy, so it's hard to identify. Coincide that with this term or with this notion that there's possibly an underlying agenda to this pandemic. What are your thoughts on this, Anthony? Is there a stealth enemy that's invaded your country? What would that stealth enemy possibly be? And is there an underlying agenda behind this COVID-19 pandemic, a virus that has 99% survival rate?
Well, the enemy and the thing that's causing the most harm to our country is actually simply a doctrine. It's a decentralized group of people who think the same way, which is that government should be in complete and total control of every aspect of our lives. But that government, it shouldn't even be really the American government, but global corporate influence upon the American government. So essentially, if we have a fake government that's totally controlled by special interests external to the majority of the American people themselves. We basically live in a theocratic oligarchy. That's really the issue. There's no secret group. It's interesting and compelling for some people to believe that it's really just the secret cabal. The truth is it's like a doctrine that controls the minds of a lot of very powerful people in our society that constantly motion towards a trend of centralizing power against the average American, the average working American. And the result of this is going to be the total and absolute systematic destruction of the middle class and American sovereignty, to the point where power is concentrated in a few oligarchs, corporate global power, hegemonic power that orchestrates every detailed aspect of each of our lives. And Americans have been swept into believing that this is a necessarily good trend because they benefited from so much material wealth. They just assume that the concentration of power and increase of government is what's yielded the gains and the pleasures they've seen in their own lives. So most people have been duped into thinking this dangerous foreign ideology is a good thing. That's the enemy. And it's a doctrine. It's an intangible thing, and that's what needs to be defeated. It's a set of ideas.
Incredibly well said, and I don't think I've heard it said that well prior, and certainly not in that way, Anthony. We have a $30 trillion federal debt that it seems, regardless of party affiliation, that debt continues to spiral out of control. This should be a major cause of alarm for most listeners and certainly most Americans. Anthony, who are some of the people that you confide in or you recommend? People listening right now, who can they turn to that you, in the political scene, that you put confidence in and they should start listening to?
Can you rephrase that? I kind of understood your question, but I don't want to answer it the wrong way.
Who are some politicians, whether it's local to you there, who are some politicians that you confide in that listeners can start listening to and say, oh, hey, okay, yeah, this person, I should be listening to this person.
I do counsel people to stop putting their faith in politicians because they'll constantly be let down. They should just put their faith in themselves and their neighbors and try to empower themselves and their neighbors to make real change and not the politicians, because you're going to be constantly disappointed by the self-serving politicians in office. But if I had to name a few good ones, I would say Congressman Paul Gosar, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman Andy Biggs are some of the really good ones, I think, and Senator Rand Paul, and like Senator Josh Hawley. There's a few good politicians, but a majority are just so terrible that they should, people should spend less time thinking about them than thinking about how they themselves can affect real change by primarying some of these people and removing them from office and getting good people in.
Anthony, it seems that the election was rigged. Most Americans, let's call it 80 that went to Biden, let's say 80 went to Trump. Are Americans across the board, are Americans starting to wake up to the fact that there is a problem in their country? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think people are waking up. It's just happening a little bit too slowly in regards to how quick it needs to happen to save the country. So people are waking up. Hopefully they wake up a lot faster. The problem is people usually don't wake up to a threat or actual harm until it's far past realized. So the goal needs to be to actually try to wake people up to the idea of waking other people up. You know, people need to be out there trying to educate and make people aware of what's happening, because what we're seeing right now is the biggest threat to the stability of the country and the history of the country. Not even in the Civil War or the American Revolution has the American spirit, American idea been so under threat. We could really see truly the end of our country in the next couple years or 5 years if people don't wake up to what's going on.
2022. Candidate for U.S. House of Representatives, current 7th Congressional District, Florida, Rep. Anthony Sabatini joins us today. Anthony, some final words, some parting thoughts that you want listeners to walk away from.
Well, obviously, I appreciate the support. Thanks for having me on. Check out my website, sabatiniforcongress.com. Check out my social media pages, Anthony Sabatini. I'm on every single social media platform. And, I just leave people with this, which is that, it's time to get involved. And the threats and stakes, what's at stake in our country is higher than ever in American history. So what's required and asked of everyday American patriots is bigger now than it's ever been. So it's going to take a lot of people working 12, 18 hours a day, fighting it back against the threats that we're seeing in order to save this country. Far, far more will be asked of this generation, the next generation, than was asked even of those who fought at the American Revolution and Civil War, which is a really stark and frightening thought, but it's absolutely true, because the threat to the spirit of our country is far worse now. So I would ask that people get as involved as they possibly can, and they won't regret it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Sabatini. Anthony, I'll be in touch. Thank you for joining the program.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Folks, fire. Fire. I mean, come on. If you are listening to this program, pass it on. Okay? You have a sitting representative, state of Florida, Anthony Sabatini. Most likely, if you are anywhere near the Republican Party in the state of Florida, you are familiar with his name. 2 weeks ago, I was in Miami. I spoke face-to-face with Matt Gaetz, and I introduced Matt to Jason Fick. I'm going to introduce Anthony to Jason Fick. The most important thing that he said in those 20, 23 minutes is what he put emphasis on. And that is, only you can make a difference. This isn't going to happen. And this is the thing, maybe you enjoy the thought of a communist invasion. Maybe socialism appeases you. Maybe that's something that you want. What I'm finding is, as I engage in conversation, discussion with people from New York to California, is that Americans love their country. Americans love what's made their country great. What has made this country great? The U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, make no mistake about it. What is currently the downfall of this country? Gross, just like Anthony said, gross indulgence in comfort. $30 trillion federal debt? There's no time to be comfortable. You are being misled. You have wool pulled over your eyes. You're not comfortable. Yeah, religious folks say you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're right, isn't that the term? Rob Peter to pay Paul? That's what's happening right now in the United States. And that is why this country is falling. That's why it's falling. You want my personal opinion? My personal opinion, folks? This COVID-19 pandemic is part of a larger agenda to not only implement a digital currency. And Microsoft was awarded a patent over a year ago for a cryptocurrency that runs off of a device connected to a human body. There's no theory about this. 1971, Richard Nixon abolished the gold standard. That's not theoretical. That's a fact. The Iraq War is based off of the petrodollar. But here's the concern. The petrodollar really has no value. Once the federal government defaults on its debt, the United States shouldn't have any debt. Why does the federal government have debt in the first place? Because it is being controlled. It is being controlled by bank. And you heard Representative Sabatini say it right there. He just said it. The Federal Reserve Central Bank is unconstitutional. Boom. He just said it. You just heard it right here on this program. Discusses your truth with Ian Trottier. You just heard Representative Sabatini say the Federal Reserve Central Bank is unconstitutional. And I don't care if you are a Democrat. I don't care if you are a Harvard law school student listening to this and saying, oh, well, I like socialism. Okay, well, you want to incorporate some socialistic aspects of your philosophy to D.C.? Okay, I don't know that I'd be opposed to that. Let's listen to it. But let's pull back here, folks. Let's pull back. Let's start at square one. I mean, I can go down the history road. Easy. I've been doing this show for 5 years now. And 24/7, every opportunity, every moment I get, I look into this. I study this. And I'm going to read off some publications. The country has been in trouble since day one. George Washington was borrowing money from the Bank of England. You can go to the Washington Foundation. I believe this information is available there. The City of London, which houses the Bank of England, is a private organization. It's not part of the UK. This is fact. This is not theory. There's no theory about it. It controls the monarch. Just like the Federal Reserve Central Bank controls the U.S. government, from everything that I know. Prove me wrong. But please do. Please prove me wrong. Because I'd like to be enlightened. And I'd like you, listening, to tell me, more importantly, to tell the politicians in D.C. who that $30 trillion debt is owed to. Is it owed to China? Okay, fine. So follow the strings. Let's say it's owed to China. In 1945, the Chinese adopted a central banking system. Fact. Based off of being force-fed communism. And communism does not conceive and incept in China, nor in Russia. Yet what are those two large land masses? Why are they practicing communism? Because neither one of them, China nor Russia or former Soviet Union, neither one of them developed this philosophical approach to governance. Marx and Engels. This is a German. It's a German mind game, in my opinion. So where do the Germans get it? Again, I can go down, the historic road. Plato's Republic. There's one president out of 46, one U.S. president that's left office without a federal debt. It wasn't Lincoln. It wasn't JFK. It wasn't Trump. Oh, yeah, it was Trump. No. Trump, even though I think highly of him, he sank the federal debt further into the hole. You know, and there's things that I liked about Obama as well. It's not that all. I don't take sides politically. I look at the individual. Okay, and I do say, the Democrat Party is totally becoming socialistic for a communist agenda. That's how I see it. That doesn't mean I don't like every. No, it has nothing to do with. I don't care what people's political party are. There's just as much filth in the Republican Party as there is in the Democrat Party. This is not about being a Democrat Republican. This is about, or a Federalist or a Whig or what. This is about being a constitutionalist. This is about human rights. That's what this is about now. Free speech, free press. And yeah, freedom of religion. Look at Arturo Pulowski up in Canada. So there are major problems in the country. But again, only you can make that difference. Only you. Only you can call your mayor or call your city council. Only you can call your governor, your senator. Only you can go to your neighbor right now and share this discussion, this podcast, whatever. Only you can start asking questions. Only you can hold this government accountable. But they have overreached, folks. They have overreached. They have grossly overstepped. So who are they feeding? Because that's really the bottom line. That's really who and where you need to get to. Who's that debt owed to? And why isn't that debt paid off? Because whoever's feeding the fool's gold, right, to make that chain that's going to disintegrate. Whoever's making the country, whoever's making a mockery of the country, that's who you need to point your finger at. And it's going to take a lot of hard work. You're going to have to dig. You're going to have to say, well, Ian, you know, it sounds interesting. I'm going to take it as, it's so interesting, it's entertaining me, Ian. But you got to prove me wrong. You have got to prove me wrong if you care about your country. And I want you to. I challenge you to. I've been on this for 5 years. Here's a publication. You go to Rockefeller Foundation. Go to Rockefeller Foundation, and there you will find .org, I think it is. There you will find a 100-year timeline. As of 2013, that the Rockefeller Foundation has for global healthcare. Again, it's not theory. Is there a conspiracy to overthrow the United States and have it crumble from within? Well, according to Dr. Anthony Sutton, there was a Stanford Hoover fellow for, I think, 8 years. Yes. And that conspiracy is fueled by the shareholders of the Federal Reserve Central Bank. Is it a theory? Well, you know, you can't prove it wrong unless you, like Ron Paul, force your federal representatives to audit the Federal Reserve Central Bank and just say, hey, open up your books. Now, who's this debt owed to? But if you just sit back and watch, NFL and you let your, you say, oh, yeah, just grab my Budweiser and I'm just going to entertain myself with Shakira, or I don't know, who are the top singers today? I don't know. Or I'm going to allow myself to worry about Alec Baldwin and who's got management over his props. That's a waste of your time, folks. You know, the BLM, that's a waste of your time. It is, and it's meant to be a waste of your time. Soap opera. I'm not saying that equality is not an important thing. I don't think I should have to defend myself. I've said this before on my show. I've dated more women of my of that aren't of my ethnical makeup than I have dated white women. Okay, I personally am naturally drawn to an opposite. I am. One of my early friends, still a friend of mine, black guy. Okay, so I don't have to defend myself. But that's what this order, right? That's what this order wants. That's what this agenda wants. It's apparent. It's here. This is I'm calling it out. This is my view. You can disagree. That's fine. But I'm calling it out. This is a communist invasion. And you have Servando Gonzalez, who's a former guest on my show. He's a contributing author to my book. You have Servando Gonzalez that said this 2.5 years ago on this show. And no, it's been, I guess, 2 years. We're coming up on 2 years. I'm not sure what the date was. He says, Ian, the CIA controlled Fidel Castro. That was designed because it was basically a testing ground of what is meant to happen in the United States. And that is happening right now. But Ian, the CIA, go to Dr. Peter Pry, P-R-Y. I just sat down with him in Salt Lake City. I just sat down with him. Go to Dr. Peter Pry. Served in the CIA for many years. He's in EMP. He's an EMP specialist. He's openly said, he's openly called for America to have a second nonviolent revolution. He's not the only one. He's not the first one. Judy Mikovits said that on my show 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Larry Klayman, a Jewish lawyer out of Philadelphia, said it on my show a year ago. America needs a revolution. They're not saying violent. Nobody wants violence. But America needs change. And Americans need to stand up and revolt against this tyrannic invasion, this stealth enemy. And you need to figure out what that stealth enemy is. And as long as you listen to me, I will continue to point my finger at the central banking system that controls the government. Because it's private. It's unconstitutional, like Sabatini just said. It's unconstitutional. It's a monopoly. And unless you demand transparency, they will continue to make a mockery out of your system. Center for Security Policy, Degeneration of the American Strategic Mind, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. Okay. 90-minute discussion I had with him last week. 90 minutes. Not the first former CIA operative that's been on my show either. Kevin Shipp, past guest of mine. Ray McGovern, past guest of mine. John Kerouac, all of those men served faithfully their country in the CIA. And all of them have been persecuted for speaking out against the corruption of the CIA. So yeah, could the CIA control the Fidel Castro takeover of Cuba? Absolutely. Why and how could it be un-American? Because it's not controlled economically by Americans. It's controlled by a foreign power. Prove me wrong, folks. Prove me wrong. So, throw some publications your way for you to research. Richard Brown, E. Richard Brown, Rockefeller Medicine Man, Medicine and Capitalism in America. I think this publication is from the 70s. 79. And you can go to my website, iantrace.com. Click on the research tab, and there you find available, free, no charge, PDF. Oh, most of all of Dr. Sutton's works. Here's another publication I'm going to throw your way right now. The Black Book of Communism, Crimes, Terror, Repression. Stephen Courtois. Frenchman. Wrote that in the 90s. Going to throw a couple more things your way. Eric John Phelps. Vatican Assassins. Okay. Past guest of mine. Very well educated. Secrets of the Temple, How the Federal Reserve Runs the Country. William Grader. And lastly, I'm going to mention this publication for you, The Secret History of the Jesuits, Edmund Paris. You got to ask questions. You got to ask the tough questions. You must demand transparency, and you must demand honest answers. Until you do that, America, this system, and this is my belief, this system that's controlling you, this ideology, if you will continue to make a mockery out of your country, and it will just destroy your country so that it can swallow it up. That's the goal for the UN, in my view, the UN to swallow up the United States and make it insignificant, non-significant. They don't want you to have constitutional rights. They do not want you to have Bill of Rights. They do not want you to have freedom of speech. They do not want you to have freedom of press. They do not want you to have freedom of religion. You take pre-France, Germany, you take pre-Europe, what did you have? You had the Roman Empire. You had the very small percentage of people with all the power and control. That's called a dictatorship. A Caesar? That's called a dictator. A dictatorship. That all changed, didn't it? That all changed with Washington in 1776. But this country has been troubled financially since the get-go. Only Andrew Jackson left office. And, you know, he owned 300 slaves. You can sling mud right back at me. I'm not saying that the man is perfect. But I'm saying that the man understood the economic chains that the country was in. And he ran on the re-election platform to kill the bank. And he won. And he did. And he left office without a federal debt. And he's the only one, 1842, the only one to leave office. The only U.S. president to leave office without a federal debt. The only one. Now, Joe Biden, boy, it's like U.S. dollars being printed. It's just running right down the river. River runs wild. Can't print enough fast enough. And yeah, you can have a master's from Cambridge. You can have a PhD from Oxford. I don't care what you have. But unless you start demanding answers in regards to the banking system, in my opinion, there will be no true justice served. Or you can start chipping away. And I think that's hopefully what's happening in America. You start chipping away. They start chipping away. That's a good thing. Nobody wants violence. I never joined the military for that reason. I don't believe in violence. I do believe in the Second Amendment. I do believe in a strong military. I do believe in strong defense. All right. So, look, until next week, I appreciate you listening. And the contributions, the financial contributions being made. I appreciate those of you who do donate to the work I do. It's incredibly important. But it's not only me. It means we need you. I need you. The country, meaning we the people. We need you. You need to stand up. You need to act. You need to make your voice heard. You can no longer be complacent. You can no longer be comfortable. Please. Cannot. Next week I'll be joined yet by another incredible guest. And this discussion will get into a little bit of history. We'll be going into a little bit of history, the hidden Nazi. The untold story of America's deal with the devil, writes Dean Reuter. Nazis. Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush, who fathered and grandfathered two former U.S. presidents. funded the Nazi regime through Union Bank, Wall Street Bank. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Things will add up. It'll all make sense. I guarantee you, it'll all make sense to you. So, until next week, I thank Anthony Sabatini for joining the show. I urge you to please pass this message on and stand up yourself. You must stand up, folks. You must make your voice heard. You must do it. And until next week, this has been Ian Trottier for another discussion of truth. Be awesome.